Welcome to the last mailbox this year. Thank you very much for your Christmas and New Year's greetings, which have been arriving in recent days. Before we get on to your regular letters, it still appears that some of you are experiencing difficulties sending emails to Radio Prague's generic address cr@radio.cz. Our internet team are looking into the matter, and before the bug is fixed, we recommend that you try and use the English section's address english@radio.cz instead. We are very sorry about that, but you know how it is with computers. Now, Evelyn Coviello from New York listened to Monday's one-on-one with Holocaust survivor Zdenka Fantlová.
Thank you, Radio Prague, for providing a forum into the lives of these heroes who fought the atrocities of World War II. It is so dire that these stories should be shared with the world. I'm appalled that certain groups around the globe challenge and deny the abominations of the Holocaust. You just cannot make up these invaluable testimonials. Zdenka Fantlová's lucidity and clarity has inspired me with her words, "If you feel like a victim, you become a victim, and it takes all your strength away." She spoke of her survival kit. I hope nowadays the kit is tucked neatly under her bed. She is now free to open it for anyone willing to share her faith and hear her truths.
Let me just remind you that you can hear the second part of the interview tomorrow. That's Monday, December the 18th. On Tuesday, Constantin Liviu-Viorel, who listens to us in Romania, heard Talking Point looking back at the foundation of the Charter 77 movement 30 years ago, which played a key role in bringing about the end of communism in Czechoslovakia.
The report was very interesting for me because it reminded me of the night when the Russian army invaded your country. I was very young in 1968, and on that August night, I was with my parents in Austria, and I remember that we slept in a camp with a large group of Czechoslovak tourists. I shall remember all my life that in the morning all of them cried and panicked. Believe me that I cried with them too. In that year, the situation in Romania was similar to the situation in your country. Our country was on the brink of being occupied by the Russian army too.
Now, as you may know, Radio Prague recently launched trial digital broadcasts in Europe, in English and in German. Our listener, Helmut Matt from Germany, has heard one of the broadcasts and even sent us a short recording of the program.
Today I had the true pleasure of listening to your digital shortwave transmission in the new DRM mode. The sound was really excellent, and there were absolutely no interruptions at all. I recorded the program with my MD recorder and converted it for you into an MP3 file. Of course, I hope that your programs will be on a daily DRM schedule soon. I don't have a DRM radio yet. Instead, I use my modified communication receiver, which I connect with the sound device of my PC. It was a real pleasure to hear Daniela Lazarova's charming voice in such a brilliant quality of sound.
Thank you very much for your email and for the short clip. It really does sound absolutely clear. Even though this is the last mailbox this year, you can still send us your answers to our monthly competition till the end of December. In our December quiz, we'd like you to tell us the name of the British playwright and screenplay writer who was born in 1937 in what is now the Czech Republic. In the 1970s, he visited Czechoslovakia, met the then dissident Václav Havel, and was instrumental in translating Havel's work into English. He was knighted in 1997. Please send us your answers by the end of December to english@radio.cz or Radio Prague 12099 Prague, the Czech Republic. We'll be looking forward to your answers as well as your questions, comments, and of course reception reports in 2007.
Those were your letters. Now it's time for one from